Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest messenger and prophet of Allah azza wa jal. And as such, he has the most miracles, the most virtues, the most fadail, the most excellences, the most honor. And on the Day of Judgment, we will see that. Everyone will see that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam will be in need of me on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Look at that statement. We will all need the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will all need his intercession. We will all need him to be an intermediary in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we enter paradise. And this is something that the Sahaba would ask for even in the dunya. Today when somebody says, As'aluka shafa'ata ya Rasulallah, it's not something new. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'een would directly ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one narration, the Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want you to intercede for me on the Day of Judgment. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't reply by saying, O Sahabi, what are you even saying? Don't ask me this. Don't speak about matters like this. He didn't condemn him. He didn't rebuke him. In fact, he told him that yes. And in narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told people where he will be. Either at the Hawd, giving water to his devotees, or at the Mizan, the scales, or at the bridge of Sirat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be at these places helping his devotees, helping his lovers, the Ushaq-i Rasul. So, in the dunya, we should seek the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because in the akhirah, we will qualify for it. Because we were seeking it in the dunya. Something is, and seeking intercession is something which is praiseworthy, mahmood, is commendable. Those who don't seek it, those who tell others not to seek the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to call out to him in order for him to be a shafi'a for them, they will struggle on the Day of Judgment. When they see everyone going to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they'll be embarrassed, they'll be humiliated, they'll be disgraced. Allahu Akbar. So, we want a place under the liwa'ul hamd, the flag of praise belonging to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We seek his intercession in the dunya. And inshallah, we'll be granted that tomorrow on the Day of Judgment.